Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This week's episode takes us to Comstock Township in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It was December 1st, 2019, and 22-year-old Navy veteran Christopher Neal, his pregnant wife Haley Coe, and their 2-year-old daughter were getting excited about the holiday season in their new home. Yet tragedy would strike that very night as they sat watching TV. 35-year-old William Jones had recently been released from prison and had gone on a day-long bender when at 10 p.m, while still high on meth and armed with 2 guns, he entered the Neal home through an unlocked rear door. Christopher told Haley to take their daughter upstairs and hide as he called 911, preparing to face the home invader.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions.
Police found 27 corpses.
Australia's worst serial killer.
You know, I didn't want to get in the car. I had to.
With Amanda Howard and Robert McKnight.
Hello there, welcome to Monsters Who Murder Serial Killer Confessions. I'm Rob McKnight. You can find me on Twitter at Rob_McKnight and Instagram at Robert_McKnight, because I had a Rob_McKnight account and I forgot the password. It's a whole thing. Someone who isn't a whole thing is Amanda Howard. Or actually, she is a whole thing. She's a criminologist.
And more.
She's a serial killer whisperer. She is a true crime author and a whole lot more. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, Robert. And you can all find me on Patreon. That's it now. So I don't have time for other things.
Yeah. Go to patreon.com/MWMconfessions if you want an extra fix of the Howard Maester. Maester? Monster? I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, we love her. Of Amanda on Patreon. And so you haven't got that OnlyFans account anymore.
No, they blocked it, saying that they don't need to see any more photos like that.
Not true, but anyway. All right, we mentioned in the teaser we're talking about Christopher and Haley. They're a husband and wife with a 2-year-old daughter. They've had a home intruder. This is an interesting one, isn't it? Because we've got the 911 calls and then we've got the body cam footage, which you can obviously see at mwm.uscreen.io if you want to watch the video of this. But the body cam footage is quite interesting when we get to that.
Oh, it is. There is so much to come from that. And it's just so interesting to sort of see it played live with the 911 call too. It's quite exciting.
Mm. Okay, we're going to pick it up. When we're looking at the 911 calls in this episode, I really need to make some key points, because the calls went for 25 minutes, but only a quarter of that has been released to the public. So sometimes during this podcast, it may sound a little short, but that's because they've been edited, not by us. Let's pick up where the first call is made.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Yes, there's a man in my house right now.
What is, hold on, stop for a second.
What? There's a man in my house.
I need you to give me your address first.
6300 Proctor Avenue.
Is that a house or an apartment?
House at the end of the street.
Why are you in my house, bro?
Tell me to talk to him.
You don't get speakerphone. Why are you in my house, though?
Sir, how many other people are in your house?
It's me, my wife, and our daughter.
How old is your daughter?
She's 2.
2? Okay.
Please shut up, don't say.
Do you have any idea who he is?
We do, though. No. Here, go that way. Go that way.
No, he is.
Just stay right there.
Don't push me. Don't look.
It's very chaotic already. Don't know that I would have mentioned my wife and kid were upstairs, though.
Yeah, I think he was just thinking ahead. I mean, because I would have also said, plus the guy with the two guns standing beside me. I mean, but that's just me. But, you know, he's just there to protect his family. And that's all yeah. he can think of is his wife, who is pregnant, and their two-year-old daughter. So, and the fact is, he's saying to this guy, so who are you, bro? I mean, you can see that he's trying to de-escalate, but Christopher's already, you know, terrified. He's trying to see what's going on. You know, he's even putting the 911 dispatcher on speakerphone, so then the both of them can talk, you know. But it's just so crazy that it's just sort of hit the ground running with this, you know, and he hasn't even given the address, and it was just crazy. But you can imagine that you want this over in seconds, not, you know, and it's a house, it's not an apartment, and all of that. So you can imagine his fear.
So it's interesting you say it went from a hostage home invasion to a hostage situation. They're two different types of crimes. Explain the difference.
Yeah, well, because this is a hostage, because the guy is holding these people hostage in their home. The difference is that if it's a home invasion, they would incapacitate the people who live there and go and do what they need to do. But this guy's standing there with the guns. He's not looking for stuff in the house. He hasn't gone opening cupboards. He hasn't tied Christopher down or anything like that. He has gone in there, and he has those guns facing Christopher, who has sent his wife and daughter upstairs, you know. But he's just there ready to go with what's going to happen. And if he can get this guy out quick, that's what he wants. So that's how this starts off, basically, as a hostage rather than a home invasion.
With no immediate motivation. That's the other key here too. What does this guy want?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why he's saying, why are you at my house? But what we have to remember is that that Jones is high on meth. Mm. So he has no idea why he's there. He doesn't even know where he is. And yeah. That's scary when you put two guns in that sort of person's hands.
Yeah. Well, with the dispatcher on speakerphone, both William and Christopher talk to her.
Let my wife talk to I'm not going to harm you guys. All right? I promise. Take my hand.
Okay, so Jones has just made a gentleman's promise, I suppose you'd call it. He wanted to shake on it. I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah, and so you have to wonder, well, why the fuck are you here, and why do you have two guns? You know, but this is now Jones trying to de-escalate it too, because Christopher's going off, as we heard at the start of this call. You know, well, we got Jones who's now saying, mate, shake my hand, I promise you that that's it, you know. And so it's interesting then to think of what Jones's background is, in that he wants to shake on it. I mean, it's quite a strange thing for someone who's just been released from jail and is high on meth, but it just shows you that you cannot sort of predict the behavior sometimes. And so this is him just sort of saying, like, I need to get out of this too.
Yeah, well, this 911 dispatcher, she's quite interesting. I think I heard you referring to her as the baddest bitch before we actually recorded this podcast.
I said to you, can I call her the baddest bitch? I wasn't sure if I should or not.
Yeah.
But she's fucking hardcore.
Yeah, well, good. Now she tries to control the situation and get more details out of Jones.
Unimportant Jones. You go. I'm not gonna hunt you.
Where is William at right now?
He's standing next to me in my hallway.
Okay, are we still on speakerphone?
We still are. He's right here.
Okay. William!
Yes, ma'am.
William, okay. Can Christopher and his wife and daughter step outside?
No. What? I'm not. Ma'am?
What?
They're safe.
They're safe?
They're safe. They're gonna stand right here with you.
What are you doing in their house?
I told you there were shots fired.
Where were shots fired at?
Going on old 37 or old Kentucky.
What's that?
They're coming into Bellevue.
Hang on. So shots have already been fired? I didn't hear those.
Yeah, no, what has happened is that he had actually opened fire at a different home as part of a different incident.
Oh, my
so
God.
So he's now confusing that so he now thinks he's at the same place, and so he's trying to give out addresses, and so Christopher's trying to say, do you mean this address in Bellevue and all of this sort of stuff, because now everyone's confused, because the shots have been fired, it's not going to take much for him to open fire again. So this is just the next part of the escalation in this. You know, he's ended up at this house by accident. He didn't know where he was. He didn't. He just thought, oh, my God, I have to go somewhere, and that's where he's ended up.
Right. Well, Jones continues to try and control the situation, but Christopher and our bad bitch dispatcher, well, they have other ideas.
Stop right here with me, man.
No, I ain't going anywhere.
You're going there with me, man. Bro, turn right now, please.
William.
Turn right
now. William.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you know? What are you trying to have them do?
He's coming in the room with me. That's it.
Why is he going in the room with you?
Why are you locking that door? Don't lock that door, bro.
You are right, man. I gave you my word, man. You're straight.
I get what you're saying, but you got two guns, bro.
You're straight. You got two guns?
I'm trying to put it crazy, man.
I'm not doing anything.
William.
I'm in my house, man.
I'm sorry, man.
William, listen to me.
Why are you here in the first place?
William, can you listen to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I need you to put those guns down because I've got officers that want to help you. I have officers that want to help you and keep you safe. So I need you to put those guns down.
Okay. It's chaos in there, but dispatch has said the police are there.
Yeah, I just love how he says yes, ma'am, to her. You can tell that he respected his mum, so he's doing the same thing. He
kills people who respect his mum.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, people do that.
I know.
Even Jeffrey Dahmer loved his dad. So shut up. but you know, but she's actually yelling at him, like, why do you have guns for? And stuff like that. So she's trying to de-escalate it by trying to bring him around to the present, which is not happening. But now that he's moving Christopher to a different room, you're always told if you're ever kidnapped, don't go to a second location. That's what you got to do, because then you no longer have guards. Because if you get taken from one place, you know that place because you've been there usually, you know. So to then be taken somewhere else, bang, the trail goes cold and it's hard to find you. So the fact that he's even just moving him from one room to a second room, and we can hear Christopher say, don't lock the door, and then we've got bad bitch dispatcher saying, why are you doing that? Where are you going? I've got police outside. Because if he's armed, we know the police are going to come in and open fire. Well, we hope so. But what we have is that things are now changing. So wherever they were, they've now moved. And so this is an escalation rather than a de-escalation that's happening, because he's now preparing to go deeper into the house to sort of give him more protection away from the police.
Yeah, well, the chaos continues as dispatch tries to get Jones to listen to her as she waits for the signal that police are ready to go in.
Who are you, man?
I'm 911. I've got help for you. I need you to put those guns down so that they can get you the help that you need.
I want police here, so I can leave.
The police are there, William. The police are there.
No, they're not.
They are there. They're there. I've got a lot of deputies there.
Man, listen. I'm not harming you, I promise. My word. My life just got threatened, man.
I can hear you, bro.
You understand me?
I hear you.
It got threatened last night.
Okay, I get you, bro.
I'm not harming you, or your children, or your wife.
This is scary, and I'll tell you why. Because he's forgetting what's going on. It's like he has moments of lucidity, and then he gets confused. He's all over the place, and that makes him dangerous to my mind.
It does, because he's now unpredictable. Because if you can get someone to talk to you and go, okay, the cops are coming, you want me to drop the guns, I'll do that, because then, you know, no one has to die and things like that. But now he's saying to 911, who are you? I don't, you know, and he's asking, and she's saying it's still me and everything, and, you know, so, and she's asking Christopher what's going on. Christopher's saying, I don't know, you know, you're in control here, and when someone is unpredictable and they're in control, no one's in control.
Yeah. Well, dispatch then patches through the deputy sheriff, hoping he can talk Jones down.
I'm going to transfer this line, so do not hang up on me, okay?
I'm not going to.
All right, just a minute for me.
Hey, William.
Yes.
Hey, this is Joe from the Sheriff's Department. How are you, man?
Glad you're back from underneath the door. Don't come through that door.
Okay. We're not going to come through the door, man, but I just want to talk to you and find out what's going on.
Don't come through that door. Slide your back underneath that door, man.
Well, I'm not even up by the door, man. I'm outside the house. What else?
I don't even know. Stop playing games with me, man.
What's got y'all worked up today, man?
So, Jones has actually hung up on Deputy Joe. Amanda, he seems a lot more agitated now, and we have to remember this is an edited version of the original call.
Yeah, so there's a lot more that happens that we don't actually have here, you know, but what's happening is that he's now closing the lines of communication. So the 911 call put him through to Deputy Sheriff Joe, and he doesn't want to talk to him. He says, you know, slide your badge under the door. And he goes, we're not at the door. And he's saying that he can hear them because, you know, he's obviously hearing things as well. So there's confusion, there's delusion, there's everything happening here. And they're just all trying to work out what to do because they want to know why he's there, because he's not a home invader. So he's a hostage taker. So what does he need to get out of this? And so the family can get out of this. And when he just hangs up on them, you know, what else can they do?
Interesting that while Jones was talking to the deputy, Christopher's wife, Haley, she called 911 as well from the bedroom. Here is a segment of that call.
Okay, and what's going on right now?
I don't know. I'm upstairs. All I can hear is them, like, slightly talking. Do you still have him on the phone?
Yep, so we have, so I'm talking to you, and then my other call taker is talking to someone else as well. Do you know who is in the home?
No, we have no idea.
You have no idea who it is?
He's watching our back door with two guns.
He just barged in.
Yeah, and he has my husband locked in a room with him. He don't let my husband or me out, so why did we ask?
We have everyone on the phone right now. We have your husband, you, and the male that's in your home as well.
I just heard a really loud noise. I think it was gunfire.
You heard a loud noise?
Yeah.
Jeez, this is scary, Amanda. We've got Jones. He has hung up on the police officer he was talking to. Haley's on another 911 call. She's hearing loud noises, possibly gun. I cannot imagine what is going on and how scared these people must be.
Well, I mean, we even heard their two-year-old daughter, like, asking for daddy because she knows that daddy's in trouble right now as well. You know, so everyone is in hypervigilance, all trying to get out of this. You know, this has just happened. It's Christmas time. You know, they've just bought their new home, they've just moved in, you know, they're having a new baby, and this has just happened in their lives. And now every noise that she hears, she believes to be gunshots. And was it gunshots? You know, it's just what's going to happen is just incredible. And it's just, as you said, it's a whole stack of confusion. And in that, the dispatcher said that they're talking to a third person as well. Now, that was someone who knew Jones, and she was actually where he had done the shooting earlier that day. Somehow she had rung up and said, if you're looking for him, this is where he might be. So there's that as well.
Okay, because I was confused by that comment.
Yeah, so there's a whole lot of people being involved. They have no idea that it was linked, but they were saying, if you're looking for William Jones, well, this is what he's done, and this is where he's probably going to, and, you know, and that's how it sort of swung together. We don't have that 911 call, unfortunately, but she's saying, yeah, I know who's probably doing that. How she knows it's going on live, I don't know, but she said, you're probably looking for this guy.
Amazing. All right, now we actually get a visual of the situation. The police body cams are going to take us through the next part of the night. The cameras begin from the outside of the home. The deputies have their guns at the ready as they break down the front door. We can hear a male voice calling out to them from inside.
Kalamazoo police, anyone inside,
let me see your hands.
Now!
Let me see your hands! Hold on, hold. Let me clear. Clear this here. Clear all behind us.
Hey, man.
One's there, yeah.
Okay. They're in the house. I'm going to explain to our listeners who aren't watching through Patreon or through Uscreen. So police have stormed the home and they begin clearing the rooms. They head towards the voice and we heard Jones saying, "Don't come in here."
Yeah, and he's very adamant about that. So he knows that now it's down to seconds that he is either going to live or die, because there's no other choice here, because he can either come out peacefully or he can be shot dead. And that's what he's worried about. And so he wants them to come, because as we heard before, he goes, slide your badge under the door. And he and Sheriff Joe was saying, I'm outside, mate. I can't do that. And now that they're getting closer. And so Jones now definitely knows that they are near. So that's why he's saying don't come in here, because he's heard them bust down the doors. He's hearing clear, clear, clear everywhere as they head towards that sound. But he's now preparing for a battle, because he can't win in this regardless. But he's going to try and get out of this, and he still has a hostage.
Regarding the psychology going through his head at the moment, we have a man who's high on drugs, so we don't have a situation of dealing with a fully-fledged thinking person. He's got a hostage. The police are outside. Is there any part of him that thinks he can get out of this? He's surrounded. He's backed into a corner. Is he going to have to kill someone to make a point? Or does he think, if I kill someone, they're going to know it's me, so I'm either going to get the death penalty, depending on where I am, or I'm in jail for life. What's he thinking at this point? If there are moments of clarity.
Well, I mean, first of all, we have to say that he's been out of jail for 3 weeks. So he's not doing a good job of that. And so he would have that fresh, that if he doesn't want to go back, you don't do this, but this is what he's done. But what we have is a bargaining chip. Christopher is a bargaining chip. He can say, if you don't shoot me, I will give him to you, you know, and they're going to come in guns blazing, but he could get out of this alive. But he, until he lets Christopher out, and as soon as that door opens, it's done. The seal's being breached, and he's going down. They would have got Christopher down as well, and just say, you know, everyone down, you know, and have guns at the ready. But likely he would have fired back at them, because as we heard, he'd done a shooting earlier in the day as well. So there's that we have to be involved with to realize that he is going to be gun happy regardless. And so, you know, they are aware of what he's done earlier in the day. And apparently he set someone's house on fire too, maybe the girl's house, I'm not quite sure, but there was a house fire as well in all of this, that he's now in a place of absolute panic, that I don't think there's some clarity at all. He's just doing what he can to try and get out of this, and he's making every wrong decision.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, so let's go back to the body cam footage. From outside of the room where Jones has Christopher held, the deputies are trying to get Jones to come out. This is what Amanda's talking about. The next decision is going to determine so much of what we see. Will he come out? Will he negotiate and not be shot because he's got Christopher with him? Let's watch and see what happens.
Hey, what's your name, man? Hey, this is Joel out here, okay? Man, we don't want anything bad to happen. We're not gonna hurt you.
Listen to me, please. You're wrong. Slide your bag when you hit the door.
Say that again, man. I can't do that.
Don't come in here.
What's his name?
William.
Is someone in there with him?
Yes, yeah, Chris.
Where's the rest of the family? Can we get them out?
Upstairs, I believe.
Don't go in front of that door, bypass behind him.
Joe.
Don't make me do this, man.
We're not going to do anything, man. Just talk. Please don't, man. We're not doing anything, okay? Can someone go up there with Chow? Just a... Hey, we don't want anything bad. Just put the gun down. Just put the gun down and come out. Let's talk about this, all right? My badge is out here on my chest, buddy.
I did not find it either. Don't come through that door, man.
Well, I'm not coming through the door. I just want to talk to you. Did you hurt anyone in there?
Find your badge and come through the door.
Did you hurt Chris?
Mayor's office.
Okay, Chris, can you say something?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, are you okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Relay that. Hostage inside is 14.
Made contact. Hostage inside is 14. He's being held inside the room. He's advising that he's 14.
Do it.
What's suspect's name?
Give us what room?
William.
William.
Don't do it. Don't come in here.
Hey, no, William. We're not coming in.
William, you stay cool. Stay cool. We're not coming in. You understand?
He's on top of me.
There's a couple of things I want to get to in that. The scariest part in that clip to me was Jones saying, "Don't make me do anything."
Yeah, that's a hard thing because now we know that the pressure's on. He knows that the clock is ticking and that he's not going to have long to get out of this, and he's not going to negotiate all that well. And so he's trying to up the threat. So whilst they're trying to de-escalate, he's escalating and saying, you know, don't make me do anything. You know, slide your badges under the door. Like, who else would be standing outside the door? Like, that is a logical thought process, but he's not going there. So he wants a badge for what reason, except maybe get someone close enough to have the door to shoot them. I don't know. But they're trying to get him to talk. And as we heard, they're saying, I'm not understanding what you're saying, which isn't going to make it easier. That we actually even have them at one point say, can you turn your radios down so they can actually talk one-on-one, which is hard because then they're breaking down communication outside, but they need to be inside. And that's the most important thing at this time.
And we also heard that when they confirmed Chris was okay, that needed to be communicated back to base. So there is a line of communication happening. At the end there, we heard Christopher call out saying that Jones is now on top of him. So what do we make of that? Is that Jones trying to keep Chris in a position where he's got him down and also keep across the situation developing outside? What's the benefit of being on top of Christopher?
Because he's obviously been trying to hold Christopher, how we don't know. And they, as you heard, they did ask for proof of life and Christopher called out. And now he's telling him that they're on top of him, meaning that he is now incapacitated because he's got him down, whether he tied him up or put handcuffs on him or even just sat on top of him like he is currently doing. We know that he now has a clear headshot. And that's what he's prepared to do. He doesn't think that they can't see what's going on. He's telling them, you know, don't come in here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And we have Christopher saying he's on top of me, saying that that's the next step up. They've now escalated again. And, you know, as I said, the clock is ticking, but we're getting down to zero.
Well, as we've talked about, the deputies are relaying what they know and they're trying to get more information from dispatch. But as Joe tries to bargain with Jones, well, things get more intense.
Is this a bedroom or is this going to be?
Sir, turn the motherfucking light on, man!
William!
Turn the light on!
Female, child,
police,
William!
Passage in the bedroom with the suspect.
William! Come on, man. This guy didn't do anything to hurt you, okay? What's going on? Why is this happening right now?
Okay, location of bedroom.
William.
What is it?
I believe so.
3305, any agencies? Can you have a shield?
We need a shield.
Where are you up? I'm bringing up to the front door.
William.
I have a correction.
William, why is this happening, man? What can I do to help you out right now?
In the middle of the house.
William! Can you turn that down? We need radios down. I can't hear what he's saying. William! William, what can I do to help you out? William! William, I told you, I'm not coming through that door. I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want Chris to get hurt. I don't want anybody out here to get hurt. I'm asking you, what can I do to help you out? I don't want anyone getting hurt here right now.
05
to 09. William. Listen up, brother. Talk to me, please. William. William, we're staying right out here. You stay cool and we're gonna stay right out here. I want you to talk to me, man. What was that?
Who are you?
My name's Joe.
Yeah, who?
Hudson. From Kalamazoo. I am the police. I'm a public safety officer with Kalamazoo. What was that?
This is scary. The guy is so high. We talked about it before. He's talking nonsense. But what's more terrifying? His nonsense or his silence?
Yeah, it's been so crazy that it sounds like that he might have even like sort of passed out for a second,
I reckon,
like blacked
he did.
Out, but still sitting. Yeah, because I think there's no other choice because now he's sort of back at square one again, which helps them with their clock. But at the same time, he might wake up and go, "Oh shit, what the hell's going on here?" and open fire, which is what we don't want to hear. But the fact that you know Joe who. You know, I want the police. It tells them that they're not going to make any sort of bargaining or good plans with him because he's going to go round and round in the same circle.
Yeah. Well, then the worst happens.
What I'll have you do?
Can you drop long gun so we got someone with shield and pistol?
I want you to have shield and then we'll have two guns.
Get that shield up. Get that shield.
You guys good?
You guys want it? You guys good?
Get that shield up in front.
Here, get the shield up. Shield up right there.
Okay, I'm throwing it to you, okay?
No.
No?
Keep it up.
Jones?
Yep.
Tell me what's going on, man.
William! Talk!
What's going on?
I'm trying to drop my long gun, right?
William, tell me what's going on.
Jones?
Yep.
Bring that shield over here, man.
I'm coming.
Bring it around.
William, please talk to us, brother.
Okay, come this way. You're straight out. Jones, you be on his back. Stop shooting, man!
Stop shooting,
please
William! Stop shooting right now!
Stop!
Jones, you ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Yep. Come in from this way.
Tell me what's going on! Put the firearm down and talk with us, man!
We're doing this right now.
Just talk with us! We can work through
it! Chris, are you okay?
Really interesting watching the video feed on that one, Amanda, because you actually see the dust from bullets when they hit walls. Mm. And it doesn't sound like a movie where it's got the big, you know, when you hear a gunshot in movies, it sounds like a big sound effect, but there it just sounds more like a pop. But this situation is real. The police are either side of the door. The bullets are coming out of this room. The police seem in a situation where they can actually avoid this. And I think I saw a cat jumping out of the way off a cushion at one point as well. And they're flashing torchlights to each other. We see them with the shield, and there's a lot of talk about this shield and making sure the shield's up, and I'm assuming that's to protect the other officers who may actually have to have their guns drawn as they're deciding to go into this room. And then, of course, we've got Chris not responding to the deputies. Jeez, it's all happening.
It certainly is. And the fact that there is gunfire coming out from Jones, but the police aren't sort of firing in because they don't know where Christopher is in this. I mean, Jones could have even made Christopher fire the shots. I mean, there's so many things that can happen that they don't want to go in guns blazing, regardless of what people think. It's not always what they do. And they're just trying to get these people out. We even heard briefly that they said that Haley and their daughter had been retrieved. Whether that they'd gotten out yet, I don't know, but someone was with them. So, you know, they were safe, but there was still a lot more to go. And, you know, the gunfire has started. So, you know, I keep saying that the clock's ticking, but this is now like...
Now we're at midnight.
..of a second.
Yeah, this is it. I did see in an earlier clip police heading upstairs, which I assumed was retrieve Haley and the baby. So whether there was another stairway for them to come out, I doubt that they would have taken them out through past that room. But even if they do have police surrounding them and keeping them protected, that's at least something. So look, Chris hasn't answered the deputies. So 911 dispatch tries to call him again. And surprisingly, the call is actually answered.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Christopher?
No, Christopher's dead.
Right. What a way for that news to be delivered, Amanda.
Yeah, it was a call that I knew that I wanted to do because of that ending, because the fact that we've spoken about him having clarity and being fogged and not knowing who he was and everything, but for him to then say he's dead, it was just that was a focus, and it was almost gleeful that he got to do that. I think that was punishment and torture. That's just awful.
Well, we can confirm Christopher Neal had been shot once in the head and he died instantly. During the ensuing gunfire, three of the deputies were also shot before Jones was taken into custody after trying to flee through a window. In June 2022, William Jones was found guilty on 18 charges, including the first-degree murder of Christopher Neal, who was just 22. Interestingly, the police didn't go in there and just open... Well, I guess they did open fire. There was a gun... There was a shootout, but they've ended up crash-tackling him. I actually would have expected Jones to be killed during this... That's how I would have expected it to play out.
No, but the way he went down, his mugshot is quite interesting to look at because he's black and blue. So he didn't get out of it easy, but it wasn't a guns blazing, suicide by cop kind of thing that we could have expected once he shot Christopher. He was definitely on his way to escape. That's what he thought was the best outcome.
Okay, what are we looking at next week?
Well, next week's a murder that comes
obviously
down to
a big change of pace, considering how you reacted to me asking that question.
Yes, it's a game of hide and seek that equals murder.
Oh. Okay.
So yeah.
All right, you've got me intrigued. I look forward to that one. This has been a bit of a quicker Monsters Who Murder Serial Killer Confessions this week, but a fascinating case nonetheless. It is interesting to see how these things play out and the addiction of meth and how people try to use that as an excuse for their actions. But, you know, this drug, it just takes over people. Thank you, Amanda. Really appreciate your insights as always.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.